Well, hello, everybody. I'm Kay. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Encouragement Fuel for the Journey, where I believe encouragement is fuel for our journey. Now, on this podcast, I want to encourage and empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny by sharing some insights and truths found in the Word of God. Each week, we'll dive into the Word and explore how we can overcome challenges, find purpose, and positively impact the world. Now, whether you're a seasoned believer or just starting to explore your faith, I believe that the Word of God can transform your life and bring you hope and encouragement. So join me today as we get fueled through encouragement in the Word of God. Well, hello, everybody. This is Kay with Encouragement Fuel for the Journey. I'm so glad that you joined me today on episode 16, season 2. Listen, we know that God is doing great and mighty things, and we're going to continue to say that this is the year of the open door. I want to even say open gate. He's opening wide even gates for people, glory to God, to go through. And I just want to remind you that because this is the year of the open door, that we got to posture ourselves to go through the open door. And remember this, God's agenda, it requires open doors. It does. And so the open doors is going to require us to be obedient. Our obedience is requires alignment, and alignment requires us to make a shift. Glory to God. Glory to God. And today, you know, the Bible says the man should always pray and not faint. And it also says in James 5:16 that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much, or has great power and produces wonderful results. Glory to God. It makes much power available. And so what I want to do today, I'm not going to necessarily teach a lesson. I just want to pray. I want to pray for you today. So this episode is going to be all about me praying for you. So just receive encouragement through this prayer. We're going to pray today. Glory to God. So Lord God, I thank you, Father. I glorify you. I magnify you for your goodness. I thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of the listeners right now, God. You see everything. You see where they are. You see what they're going through. You see what they're up against. And so Lord God, I pray right now for the strength, courage, and endurance of everyone who's listening to this podcast. God, you see what they're up against, and you know exactly what they're going through. But I decree and declare that your grace is sufficient for them. God, I pray, Lord, that you will perfect what concerns them, God, and that you would bring everything to maturity and fruition. God, I pray that they will lean into the grace of God like never before and tap into your peace, God. Oh God, your word says that your peace, Lord, that you left with them, and that there's the peace that the world did not give to them, God. But God, I pray that they will not be troubled or afraid, because peace is their portion. So right now, I pray for those who may be feeling weak and weary. Lord, may you realize and believe that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, and that your strength is made perfect, God, in their weakness. So God, I pray, Lord God, that they will not grow weary in doing well and what is right, knowing that they will reap a harvest in due season. So God, I pray, Lord God, that they won't cave in, they won't give up, and they won't quit. But God, I pray that they will not be fearful or dismayed, but they will reap, God, and that you will strengthen them and help them and uphold them with your righteous right hand, according to Isaiah 41:10. Oh God, I pray that you will, that your people will be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, God, that having done all to stand, that they will continue to stand, God. God, your word says those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So God, I pray that those that are listening to me right now will wait on you, Lord, so that they can mount up with wings as eagles. They can run and not be weary, that they will walk and not faint, in Jesus' name. God, I pray that you will sustain everyone listening right now. God, not only sustain them, but stir their faith, strengthen their resolve, and give them a fresh wind and momentum to continue to move forward. God, may their hope and their faith continue continue to be anchored in you and in your word. Oh God, I pray, Lord God, that you will provide direction, instruction, wisdom, and strategy to all who need it right now, God. I pray that the listeners will acknowledge you in all of their ways so that you can direct their paths. God, I pray, Lord God, that they will understand that you have a plan for them, God, for everyone listening, Lord God. It is a plan of hope, of future, and an expected end. Reveal your plans and purposes for them in Jesus' name. Oh God, bring illumination and revelation and insight into your plans and purposes for their lives. Oh God, I pray, Lord God, that you would lead them by your spirit. For your word says, Lord God, that your sheep know your voice, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that they will know your voice. They will recognize your voice in every situation. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray for all those who may be dealing with a broken heart right now due to unbroken promises or due to broken promises and disappointments. God, bind their wounds and broken heart. Heal their broken heart. God, I release your word over them that says that you were wounded for their transgressions. You were bruised for their iniquities, and the chastisement of their peace was upon you. And by your stripes, God, they are healed. So God, lift up every bowed down head, God, and strengthen every feeble knee, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have compassion and mercy on all those who are hurting right now, who are in emotional pain, God. Restore their joy and give them supernatural peace, Father. Your word says that if we call on you in the day of trouble, God, you said you would answer. So I thank you that many are calling on you now, Lord. Thank you, God, for showing up with what they need. Thank you for showing up with the answer. God, thank you, Lord God, for your word says that you are close to the brokenhearted and you will save those who are crushed in spirit. Oh God, lift up the heaviness off the listener today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, may the joy of the Lord be their strength in Jesus' name. Oh God, I pray that you will heal those who are suffering, God, in their bodies, God, those that are dealing with different types of illnesses in their bodies or infirmities, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that you would drive out all sickness, illnesses, infirmities, and diseases. I pray that your immune system right now will be strengthened in Jesus' name. Nothing is impossible with God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I pray for that you would restore the health of those listening and bring glory to your name. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. I pray that sickness right now will not hide behind bitterness, anger, revenge, unforgiveness, malice, envy, jealousy, lust, occult involvement, witchcraft involvement, pride, or fear in Jesus' name. And God, I pray that the listeners right now will forgive those that hurt them, that wronged them, that rejected them, that used them, that maybe abandoned or harmed them in any way in Jesus' name. And God, as they forgive these people, God, as they let go of bitterness, as they let go of anger, as they let go of revenge and unforgiveness, oh God, their healing will spring forth speedily in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. I decree and declare that whom the Son is set free, oh, is free indeed. So God, as I end this prayer, I speak the word of life over every listener, and I decree and declare the word over them now. And I say to you listening, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people called and chosen by God. I decree and declare that you are victorious and an overcomer, and you're more than a conqueror. Oh, the Lord is the strength of your life. I speak over you that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And now unto him who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that's on the inside of you. You are strong in the Lord, and the Lord is on your side. I decree and declare that God has given you victory in Christ Jesus, and God will perfect that which concerns you. Oh, I speak over your life that the Lord of the breakthrough has gone before you and broken through, and the battle has been won. You will break through all limitations, self-imposed or otherwise, in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that God is increasing your capacity. He's lengthening your ropes. He is strengthening your stakes, and you will take territory, and you will go through every open door, and you will advance the kingdom in Jesus' name. Oh, and finally, I decree and declare that you will fulfill your God-given destiny. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you might as well go ahead and shout wherever you are, as long as you're not driving. You go ahead and shout and thank God. And I believe that this prayer has activated and stirred your faith. Glory to God. And I tell you, his word cannot come back void, but it will accomplish what it is sent to do. This whole prayer was based on the word of God, and the word of God has been sent out in your on your behalf. So expect, glory to God, to see changes. Expect to see turnarounds. Expect to see things improve. Glory to God, because God's word cannot come back void. But I promise you today that it will accomplish what it is sent to do. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for letting me pray for you. Be encouraged. Oh, glory to God. And listen to this as many times as you need to. Amen and amen. And remember, you got this. Well, thank you for listening to the Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast, where I believe that encouragement is the fuel for our journey. Now, if you were encouraged inside of the word today, I invite you to subscribe to our podcast and share it with a friend. Be sure to join us next week as we continue to get fueled in the word and provide the encouragement you need to keep moving forward. And remember, you got this.